We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the La Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Inside Tech Baseball, brought to you by Fairway Carts, Custom Golf Carts, and more. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Origin Bank, premier partner and official bank of Louisiana Tech Athletics. And by Northern Louisiana Medical Center, the official imaging partner of La Tech Athletics. Now live from Doghouse Sports Grill, here is your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Dave Nitz.
Well, welcome back to Inside Tech Baseball. I'm Malcolm Butler, joined by Bulldog head coach Lane Burrows. And Lane's, I tell you what, when this airs here tonight, we'll be less than 48 hours away from the start of the Conference USA Baseball Tournament. And I know everybody in your program and around Ruston are very excited about the Bulldogs hosting. Before we talk about the conference tournament, we'll do that more in segment two. Let's talk a little bit about this season. I know going into a year, you have goals, you have expectations, even though sometimes you don't want to talk about expectations. How has this season played out for you based off of what you thought this team could do back in February?
You know, that's a good question. The two main goals I had, and I think personally, and I think our team, is we wanted to win a conference championship. And we did that. We won our division, and we want to get to a regional. And that's still to be determined. When you get to a regional, anything can happen, and that's the kind of program we want to be, getting to regionals year in and year out. And our guys have played great. We've had a good year. You know, obviously we come up short last Thursday and Friday night against a really good Old Dominion team. We could have won both those games, and really and truly every game we've lost pretty much this year, we've either had a big lead or we've been right there to win it. So we feel like we can play with anybody in the country, and I knew we'd be pretty good offensively. I think our starting pitching's been a little bit better than I thought it would be based on what I saw in the fall and early spring. And obviously, everybody knows, I mean, it is what it is. Our bullpen, we've had our issues, but we got guys down there to pitch great for us, and if they hadn't pitched as well as they have, we wouldn't be sitting here with a chance to not only go to a regional but also host a regional. And when you're in that conversation, it's been a good year. So there's still a lot out there that we want to achieve and want to do as a team. And but when you look back at it, Malcolm, and you kind of sit back and just kind of decompress, it really has been a really good year. Our guys have played hard, and we played well on the road, and And we've had a lot going on, man. You know, even the start of this year, we weren't in our stadium. We were still practicing out at Ruston and at the Little League field, B7, as we like to call it. That's the field we were on, and the COVID stuff that everybody's had to deal with. So our guys, they've always stood firm, and they've never blinked, and they just go out there every day and compete. And I love our team, and hopefully we got a lot more baseball in front of us.
You know, obviously early in the year, you knew what you had coming back. You talked about it. You come out of the gate, you beat Air Force, you get a lead on LSU, they come back and win, you lose at Lafayette. So early in the year, you know, you had some losses against really good teams, but games I know as a coach you feel like you should win. I guess what did the win over Arkansas and then the win over Ole Miss and then the sweep down in Tulane, what did that stretch of games do for this team?
You know, I took Coach Fenwood out to dinner last night, Old Dominion's coach, and we were actually discussing that stretch. You know, when them early losses you're talking about, we weren't outside. Remember, we had the snowstorm, the ice storm, and we were still in we didn't have our stadium. Well, the stadium was covered, and we were in Memorial, so we didn't really practice that much looking back. But, you know, we hit that stretch of Arkansas. That was the best ball we played all year. I mean, we go to Arkansas comes here. We play them off their feet Friday. We win Sunday. We beat Ole Miss. We go to Tulane, who they're smoking at the time, and we sweep them on the road and then come beat Monroe here at home, who was playing well, and then go to Southern Miss and win 3 out of 4. And that was as good a baseball as we played all year, and that's what we're searching for. You know, Taylor Young got up in front of the team last Thursday at Scouting Report, and he said, let's get back to where we were. That, and we can. You know, we feel like we can play with anybody in the country. And that stretch, though, I think it proved that, hey, we're one of the elite teams in the country, you know, especially I think when we went Tulane and swept them, it was kind of like, whoa, wait a minute. We may have something here, and then go to Southern Miss and do what we did there that hadn't been done in so long. And you knew, I knew then we got a really good club to be reckoned with. And I think it built our confidence, and baseball is such a long season. There's so many ups and downs, peaks and valleys, and you know, you're going to have your tough weekends like Marshall, and those things happen, but our guys have rebounded. Again, they've answered the bell every time, and every time we hook it up, they seem to be ready to go. And that, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. That when they say play ball, you don't have to talk them into playing. And I've had players and teams where you had to, and these guys are ready to go every time they hook it up.
You know, that stretch is when you jumped into the top 25. You've been in there since. Talk a little bit about trying to deal with that, the publicity, the notoriety, the ranking. When you're talking about a group of guys who's had some success, but they've never been in the top 25 like they have this year.
Yeah, I don't want to be too overly dramatic about this, and I don't think the ranking, but I do. I think the regional host stuff kind of got to us. I mean, if you look back on, I think our players would tell you that too, and that was the Marshall weekend. They come out with those predictions, and hey, that you see Ruston, and when you're a school, you know this, and we're not a Power Five. You kind of feel like you got to win every game, and I felt it. I'll be honest with you, I'm in the dugout coaching like we can't lose, and you can't be like that when you're playing baseball. I think our players, and if they felt it for me or whatever, I think they played like we can't lose, and you end up losing two games you shouldn't have, and it kind of was counterproductive to the way you need to approach it. And I think it was tough to deal with at first. I think we've gotten past that. But, you know, in programs, as you're building, you got to learn to not only be the underdog, which is where we're comfortable, but you got to learn how to play when you're not the underdog and people are after you and your name's getting splattered everywhere. Can you handle that success? And that's what great programs do. And, you know, I'll never forget when I was a coach at Southern Miss in 03, we hosted a regional. That team won the league, won the tournament. First ever regional hosted, and we lost game one to a four seed. I mean, it was the only time the whole year I saw that team look nervous and like, oh, man, we're hosting a regional. And you got to grow as a program. But I feel like our guys have moved past it. And, you know, but I think it's a valid point that you make, Malcolm, that I think it did. I think it affected us in the way we played, and we weren't as loose. And those things happen, so hopefully this tournament we'll get back to playing loose and playing free, and we'll see how it goes.
You know, you had some injuries early in the year to a number of your guys in the lineup. How did that ultimately help this team in the long run?
Well, I think you see guys like Adarius Myers stepped up when Steele was out, when Cole McConnell and Phil were out. Those guys were out extended period of time. I think of a guy like Adarius. I think of a guy like Kyle Hasler when Corona was out. You know, Hasler was catching when we beat Arkansas, when we beat Ole Miss, when we beat Tulane, when we beat Southern He was catching all those games because Corona was hurt. And I think it just helped us that I think it showed the guys that were injured, hey, they can win without me. We have some depth on this team, and I think it helped us to know as coaches we got depth. And you think about Adarius, he's the one that come off the bench when Matulia got hurt, and he got the rally going on the game we won, and he made a diving catch in left field that secured the win there in the ninth. And we got some good players on the bench, and we've kind of been rolling. This is the first time really all year, last couple of weeks, we've been completely healthy offensively with McConnell, Matulia, and Netterville, and Corona all in the lineup at the same time. And we've been rolling with those guys. It's end of the year, it's postseason. You kind of got to go with your dudes, but it is a comforting feeling that you know you got those guys over there: Darius, Shamar Page, you got Hasler, you got a Bryce Wallace, even a Kyle Krieger, and a Logan McLeod. There's guys over there that you can put in a lineup and you won't miss a beat. So we have some depth, and it's helped us a lot this year.
How would you describe this team as far as defensively this year?
I think we've defended really well. I think teams you see in Omaha and are standing at the end, obviously they pitch, and I think they defend. I've seen teams win the national championship hitting .230 as a team. You know, I think hitting's good, but when you get deep into the season, you need to be able to pitch and you need to be able to defend, and I feel like we've defended pretty well. I think our outfield, they've done a great job, and we've kind of moved guys around. I think our infield, we've obviously made, you know, Taylor Young had made an error that I'm aware of and all year. Think about that. He plays in the middle infield, and I don't know of another middle infielder in the country that you can say that about. And, you know, Alex is one of those guys that he's probably made too many errors, but Alex has good range. He gets to balls that a lot of people wouldn't, so he's going to rush stuff, and there's going to be errors that normally would be hits. But I've been pleased with the way we defend, and you can always do better. But, one thing that I will say, and this is not a knock on our pitching staff, but we don't strike out a lot of people. And when you ain't striking people out, it puts a lot of pressure on your defense because we got to make plays. We know we're going to have to make, you know, 20 to 21, 22 outs a game, and that puts pressure on them. So in saying that, I feel like we've defended really well all year.
I know you're confident in your lineup 1 through 9, but and you've been at some really good teams over your career. Have you ever had a top three with Young and Wells and Bates? Have you ever had a group that's that good at the top of the order?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and research it. Probably not those three at one time. And you know what's amazing is we'll play a conference opponent and it never fails. We'll after the end of the series they'll say, my gosh, that 1 and 2 and 3, man, especially 1 and 2, they're like, that's the best in the country. I mean, those guys are really hard to navigate through 3 and 4 times a game. And we've had so many times this year where we've been behind and we come in the last inning and Taylor's leading off the inning, or if we can just turn the lineup over and get back to him, you know, with him and Wells and Bates and even Manny, and when Steele was healthy and he was hitting in a 4-hole, you just feel like that we have a chance to win, and we've done it multiple times this year where we've come back or we've set the inning up to win the game and just didn't get it done. But yeah, that 1, 2, and 3, man, it's pretty salty, and we're fortunate to have those guys in our program and in our lineup at the same time.
You know, you've talked about the pitching staff a little bit, but just talk about the three starters, and you knew in the preseason you had to find that fourth, and obviously Cade Gibson had the unbelievable performance against Ole Miss and kind of solidified himself. But just talk about your four starting pitchers and what they've been able to do for this group.
Well, very rarely do you start a rotation the first weekend of the year, and it's the same the last weekend, and we have. We're fortunate we hadn't had any injuries and no sickness, and those guys have pitched well to not lose their spot. So Cade's been great. He pitched well against Ole Miss, Southern Miss, and then against Old Dominion the other night. He was lights out, and those are probably three of his shining moments. And he's been a shot in the arm for us. But I think when you talk about Fincher, Jennings, and Worf, they've just been steady, and you couldn't ask for much more. You know, Jennings battled some stuff early on coming back from that surgery, and he's just been lights out. He wasn't good the other night, he'll tell you that. But he'll get the ball Wednesday. We're going to roll with him in game one of the tournament. And I just don't think you can ask much more from your starters that we've gotten from those four guys. They've been steady. They've posted every time, and they're just workhorses. They pitch us deep into the ball games, and that's what you need from your starters.
And then your relievers, obviously, it's been documented some struggles they've had this year. How much of that becomes a mental thing when it just starts to snowball and go the wrong way?
A whole bunch of it. It's probably 95% of it. And you know, Tompkins has been good. Krieger's been great. Martinez has been good. We've had some guys down there that have shined for us. And you know, I think about Tanner Knight. He come in against Monroe like the second midweek of the year and second inning, and he pitches us – to a victory. And I think it is a mental thing. It seeps down in there, and it gets harped on. We've tried to be positive and tiptoe around it, but it is what it is. And you don't want your team to feel like, oh man, here we got to go to the bullpen. And look, we got good arms down there. I'm with you, Malcolm. I think it's mental. And all you got to do is see somebody have success in front of you, or yourself have success. It's like hitting. You see it all the time. You could be getting no hit, and then a guy splits a gap. Next guy gets a hit. Now we're off to the races. It's just it's one of those things that it becomes mental and it becomes contagious, whether it's good or whether it's bad. And I trust those guys. They're here for a reason, and we'll roll with them. And hopefully somebody will step up here in postseason that you least expect it and make a name for themselves.
Well, obviously, you get to host the conference tournament. We're still hopeful that we'll host a regional. But as well as this team has played on the road this year, we might want to play these games somewhere else. What is this team? Why has this team been so good on the road?
It is the craziest thing. And what's weird is we've been good on the road since I've been here. And look, it ain't – I'm not doing anything, I promise. People ask me that. Why are y'all so good on the road? I really don't know. I think it's the us against the world mentality. You know, I'm one of those guys, our players will tell you, I don't like a lot of people in the dugout, just like I don't like a full dugout, because the more people you got, the more riffraff you got. And when we're on the road, you have that 30-man roster that those guys know they're going to play, or they're going to have some kind of say-so in the outcome of the game in some way or fashion or form. And I don't know, maybe that's it. Maybe it's the smaller roster on the road. Maybe it's the brotherhood of being in a hotel and eating meals together. And that's where you make those memories, you know that, on the bus and on the planes. And for whatever reason, I feel like we play loose on the road. I just feel like it's us against the world, and our guys go out and let it all hang out. And I like watching us play on the road. We play good here too, but you do. I think anybody would lie to you. When you're at home and you got that good crowd, you do kind of have that extra little, oh, man, we got to do good because our crowd's behind us. And I think that's in every sport. But I don't know, Malcolm. We've played well on the road. And if I knew what it was, I'd bottle it up and sell it, and I'd be rich. I wouldn't be coaching, I can assure you.
You know, you look at your stat sheet, and again, offensively, the number's unbelievable. This team doesn't steal a lot of bases. Is that more because you want to play the American League style? You're waiting for the two, the three, the run home run?
Yeah, I was a leadoff hitter. I had one skill. I could run, I promise you. I was like a Taylor Young-type player, but he was way better than me. I could probably run a little bit better. So I love stealing bases. Look, I wish I looked down and we had 85, 90 stolen bases. If I had my druthers, that's how we would play. But we're really good offensively this year. You kind of have to change your coaching to your personnel. And it's tough, man. You want to put on a stolen base or green light and you get thrown out, and you got a good hitter at home plate, you got a good hitter on deck, you don't want to run yourself out of an inning. And I just think it's worked for us this year. You know, if we need to steal a bag or lay down a drag bunt or put a hit and run on, we've done it a few times, and we can do those things. But I just think with our hitters and our offense, the ability to hit home runs and split gaps, you just don't want to run yourself out of an inning. So it's more about our personnel at home plate and the length of our lineup more than just not wanting to run, because we do have that ability. The old Earl Weaver, like you said, three-run home run, we can do it in a heartbeat, and you don't want to put yourself in a position where you run yourself out of an inning.
Well, you're 36-16. You're the West Division champions, and you'll be the number two seed in the Conference USA tournament. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Lane about this coming week and what's in store at the Conference USA tournament. You're listening to Bulldog Baseball on the La Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for cleaner energy? Propane can do that. When you are cooking with clean, affordable propane, you're cooking with gas. In the wintertime, nothing heats a home like Louisiana propane. And when you need hot water, propane's got you covered. Oh, and you won't regret that propane generator when the power goes out.
Fuel for our future.
I'm Miss Louisiana Courtney Hammonds. For more information and to find a propane dealer near you, visit louisianapropane.com.
We're about living in the moment.
You know, that moment when you open a Pepsi and hear the music.
We're the doers, the shakers, the tastemakers.
The ones who dance to their own beat.
The ones who stay cool when things heat up.
Whether the party is big or small.
We're the ones who never want it to end.
The ones who can't stop.
And now, never will.
The beat starts at Pepsi.com. Pepsi. Live for now.
Since 1938, Claiborne Electric Cooperative has been answering the call for much-needed service. Claiborne Electric's board of directors, management team, and employees all live right here in North Louisiana, and we know what our members want and need because we are their neighbors. Our number one goal has always been to help provide a better way of life for our members, and our commitment to that goal is stronger than ever. Claiborne Electric Cooperative, we are your friends and neighbors.
Well, welcome back to Inside Tech Baseball. Malcolm Butler joined by Bulldog head coach Lane Burrows, and West Division champions, has a nice ring to it. Came down to the very final regular season conference day of the weekend last Sunday. I guess just talk a little bit about, you know, what that has meant to these guys and this staff, and maybe what kind of, you know, what people reaching out to you and congratulating, just what West Division Champions means to this group.
Oh, it means a lot. That's one of our goals. We want to be a conference champion, and even though we didn't get the overall, the division championship, which I personally think, I know Old Dominion kind of stuck it on us, but I think our side's really strong and the stronger of the two. I don't know how many people hear this. I hope not, hope not many from the other side. I just feel like Southern Miss has been at the top for so long, and that was one of our goals, man, get past them, and we were able to beat them 5 out of 8 times this year. And it's crazy how it came down to they needed to lose, we needed to win, and you look back, you're going into that Sunday going, man, if we'd have just won that game or that game, we could go out and let it all hang loose. But I'm proud of our guys, the way we heard Southern Miss ended up ultimately losing the game, and the way we were able to put it away and run rule them the way we did. And it means a lot. You got to win championships to move your program forward, and for our guys to be able to do that. It's been a long time. You know, I said it like the young people say, it's been a minute. I guess 92 was what I heard. And, heck, I was in college then, so you know it's been a long time since we've won a division title. And that's where our program's headed, and we want to do it year in and year out. And you know, people take notice when they're – if you don't get the automatic bid and you're sitting there on the bubble, I think it carries a lot of weight that you won your division with a team like Southern Miss on your side. So it was huge for us, and hopefully we can build off this in the future.
Talk a little bit about West Division title, this brand-new ballpark, which we'll talk a little bit more about. But what that has meant when it comes to recruiting for you?
Unbelievable. And just it's crazy just by the ballpark. More than anything, that the people that have touched base. And, you know, yesterday I'm sitting at home, and there was a junior college coach that was here. He had family here, and he was with his family, and he said, I'm at your ballpark, and he's taking pictures of his kids. And he's like, this place is unbelievable. I mean, and every team that comes in, they're like, my goodness, man. You know, Coach Finwood was telling me he's got some guys in pro ball that are coaches, and they were asking about our ballpark. He's taking pictures, like, good gracious. It just – everybody's hearing about it. They see it, and it's like, my gosh, it's meant the world. I think you're going to see our recruiting. I think it's been good, but I think you're going to see it take off. I think you're going to see it in soccer and softball. It should. If we're not getting it done, then there's an issue. So I think people take notice when they see a beautiful ballpark, not only the fan experience, but our ability to develop players with our indoor facility and things of that nature that we've never had. Just it's a real difference maker, no question.
How is recruiting changing because of the COVID year, getting the year back, the transfer portal? How is that affecting it on the baseball side?
Well, 90% of our job is roster management. It's crazy right now. We're getting calls. These poor JUCO and high school kids that are really good players, and you can't take them. And wish we could. In past years, yeah, you can walk on, or we can give you a 25% or whatever, and you can't do that anymore. We got so many guys, and you know, you don't want to show up in the fall and you got 70 players. You just can't do it. It's too hard to manage from a roster standpoint. And you got to do your due diligence of the people that are with you. So it's made roster management extremely hard. I think the transfer portal's blowing up. And I think until we get 2 or 3 years down the road, Malcolm, I think it's going to be like this. And I feel bad for the kids, man. And you know, I have two daughters that were seniors the last 2 years during all this, and they have friends that are guys that play baseball, and they want to play here. And in normal years, yeah, man, come on, walk on. We'll give you the fall. And And who knows? They may end up being a great player, and you just can't take them this year. And it's not a good situation for them. I feel bad for them, but hopefully in 2 or 3 years we get past all this. The rosters will be more manageable, and we'll get back to where we were before that.
You got a big week of baseball coming up. It starts Wednesday. You've been in plenty of conference tournaments before. Just talk about what has to happen for a team to win a conference tournament.
Well, it's whoever gets hot. You see it every year. You've been doing this long enough. You'll see an 8-7 seed win the tournament. I think, and this is going to sound very elementary, but it's important to win that first game. I mean, it's just hard. If you lose game one, it's hard to navigate. Unless you're a Southern Miss and they're pitching depth, they could do it. Anybody can do it, but game one's important. You got to do whatever you can. And look, I just hope our guys show up. And we gave them the last 2 days off. I told them, do not come around the facility. Hey, I went to Mississippi and I got out in the woods, stayed with my mom and ate some country food, and I got away from baseball and came back, and I'm re-energized, ready to go. And I hope our guys are, and I know they will be. Sometimes getting away from the game and just clearing your mind after this past weekend can do wonders. But it is. It ain't always the best team. It's the team that gets hot. And sometimes it's that team that rolls in here and doesn't have anything to lose, you know, and they end up getting on a roll and confidence. And, you know, I was a part of a team 1 year that won the SEC tournament, and I was telling our guys, you could feel it. When you get on the bus, nobody's saying a word. You just, we're not losing today. There's no way. And when you get that feeling and you get that mojo going, man, you're hard to beat. And I think in our league, you saw it this year, it's anybody's game. It's our league's really good. And even a Middle Tennessee, who's the 8th seed, they're one of the best pitching teams in our league. So it'll be wide open. It'll be fun. Should be great baseball all week here at Ruston. And people love baseball around here, so I know they'll enjoy themselves. And hopefully on Sunday we'll be playing for a chance to win it all.
And you mentioned it, but this league, I mean, four teams in the top 25, and really Florida Atlantic, your 5 seed, is, yeah, you know, started the year in the top 25 and has some really good wins. UTSA can swing it. Mm-hmm. Middle Tennessee can pitch. I don't know a whole lot about Western Kentucky, but this league this year may be as deep as it's been in decades.
It's incredible, and FAU is the hottest team in the league right now. So, you know, and we were talking about this morning as a staff, if FAU wins the tournament, do we get 5? We should. Because you're looking around at some of these other leagues, they're only the Sun Belt's only going to get one, and you know, I don't know about the Big Ten, but I get maybe they should only deserve. Well, I don't know. That's another discussion. But I think it's a 5. If somebody else wins a tournament, I think we deserve 5. If one of us 4 don't win it, but it's a very deep league. It's a good baseball league, and a lot of good coaches, a lot of good players, and this year is just kind of one of those years where there's a lot of, like you said, when's the last time you saw 4 teams ranked in the top 25 in multiple polls and throughout the year mostly. So you saw it the other night, 2 great games, us and ODU, and, you know, 2 really good teams going at each other, could have went either way, and we're kind of splitting our pitching. So just very competitive, and I look for the same thing all week in this tournament.
You start with UTSA on Wednesday. You mentioned it briefly in the first segment. Just talk a little bit about what you're planning as far as for your pitching.
Well, we'll start Jennings, and one reason is he's been our best pitcher of late, and he pitched really well against San Antonio, and Fincher obviously is our ace. But either way, win or lose, it's good to have Fincher that that next day. If you're fighting for your life, it's good to go to have a Fincher there, and if you're trying to get a day off, it's good to have Fincher there, but not overthinking it. We just basically, Jennings has been really good with the other night aside, and he pitched well against San Antonio. I mean, he gave up the 1 run and then threw up 6-0. So hopefully he can get his mojo back and give us a good outing. And, you know, I think game one and you get in these tournaments, I don't know where we are getting in and all that, Malcolm, but I feel like if we one or two, I feel like we're going to solidify our spot. So, hey, we're all in game one. I mean, and if it means – having to throw a Fincher or whatever, maybe we do it. I mean, we'll probably wait and hold off announcing a game 2 starter till after the game, and I think you got to do whatever you can to win that first one.
I know coaches speak, you don't care who you play, you don't want to root to play somebody because then enough it bites you in the butt. But what do you think about the fact that you just played UTSA, 10 days ago for 4 games? Do you like the fact you turn around and playing them again, or does it even matter?
I guess you like the fact because it's less work. You got to do a scouting report. You don't really have to grind too hard. And, you know, if we were playing Western Kentucky, we hadn't played them, we would be spending a lot of time on video and trying to figure out who they are. We know who they are. They know who we are. And I don't look too much into that. It's the next opponent. And we've played again, we played Southern Miss. If it was in Western Kentucky, we have not seen, but all the other teams pretty much we have. And I don't look too much into that or try to overthink that. It lessens your load as far as preparing because you know what they are and you just played them.
Well, the Conference USA tournament will start this Wednesday at J.C. Love Field at Pat Patterson Park. We'll take one more break. We'll be back to wrap things up with Lane Burrows. You're listening to Inside Tech Baseball on the La Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
We are La Tech family at Fairway Carts in Minden. And this baseball season, we want to recognize the players who made the personal commitment to come back and play another year for the Diamond Dogs. Along with the excitement of the new stadium, this commitment is something to be celebrated. La Tech athletes, fans, and alumni are some of the most loyal in the nation. Let's keep it that way. Proud to support everything La Tech. Fairway Carts in Minden. Ever loyal be.
Hey Bella, do you like going to the dentist?
Yes, I love Dr. Page.
Kids like to come to Trenton Dental Center, and we love protecting their smile. This is Dr. Paige Valentine. We recommend children start dental checkups after their third birthday. Our gentle examination of your child's teeth and gums will ensure their winning smile stays that way. Trenton Dental Center, located at 1605 North Trenton in Ruston and online at TrentonDentalRuston.com.
No matter what challenges life throws your way, Century Next Bank is here for you, whether it be buying your first home, or welcoming new members of the family, or facing all the financial burdens that come with this journey we call life. Century Next Bank is here for you. For solutions to help you face this brave new world, we are here. Century Next Bank, what's next for you? Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Ford.
Save big money on a car or truck. Friendly service, folks you can trust. We put good people behind the wheel. Jim Taylor Ford, we're making it real. Hey Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real.
Get a real Jim Taylor deal at Jim Taylor Ford, Lincoln in Ruston.
Welcome back to Inside Tech Baseball. Lane, just about time to wrap it up here. It's been a great season. I know we're excited about this tournament starting on Wednesday. And I know the community of Ruston is excited. The governor said we could go to 100% at this brand-new stadium. So I guess just talk a little bit about what you expect this week and how excited your team is to be here at home.
Well, I just expect our crowds to come out in full force, not just for our games, for all of them, because it's such a great baseball community. And they love high school and college baseball, and it's a selling point in recruiting. People around here all in on that state tee, baby. They love Louisiana Tech, and excited about playing in front of the home crowd. Hadn't had a chance to do this since we've been in the league, and to host the conference tournament, I just think it's going to be a shot in the arm for our university, our community, and we're excited about hosting. You know, it's a headache because you get more calls. Everybody's called. I got Southern Miss. Hey, give me tickets. They don't understand. We don't have unlimited tickets laying in here in the office. But that's all part of the excitement and just the fact that, hey, we can be in our normal routine and we got our locker room and we got all our stuff here that we don't have to be in a hotel. It's a comforting feeling, and hopefully we can put on a good show this week.
Well, good luck to you. Bulldogs Wednesday, 4 o'clock against UTSA. The tournament starts Wednesday morning, first game at 9 a.m. You can call the Tech Ticket Office at 318-257-3631 to buy your tickets. Well, that'll just about do it. For Lane Burrows, I'm Malcolm Butler. You've been listening to Inside Tech Baseball on the La Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Inside Tech Baseball has been brought to you by Fairway Carts, custom golf carts, and more. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Origin Bank, premier partner and official bank of Louisiana Tech Athletics. And by Northern Louisiana Medical Center, the official imaging partner of La Tech Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the La Tech Sports Network.